Welcome to another episode of Blackhawks Insider. It's game day, so it's time to hear from the head coach himself. Luke Richardson previews tonight's game and provides commentary on trending topics. So without further ado, here's Coach.
Well, Coach, back-to-back games, and thanks for joining us here on the pregame show here as we venture on to Arizona in the Mullet Arena. And you've got such a great attitude when it comes to kind of deleting what happened in the last game, but I'm sure you still want to go over everything with the team. I noticed you just had a team meeting as well. Is there anything specific we can tell the fans on what you're focused on for this one after last night's game?
No, just that it's an opportunity today to rebound. We're not happy with the result yesterday, but again, against a team that's kind of firing on all cylinders last night. It's basically a Stanley Cup winning team. And their big guys were going, and I thought we played a pretty good first period once again against Colorado, but two maybe mistakes they capitalized on, and then we're chasing the game. So, we just have to get a little bit more resilient in executing every time, and that's, taking a page out of Colorado's book. That's what they did last night. So we have to kind of follow suit in that, and again, it's an opportunity to learn from yesterday and implement that today to get a win.
I'm gonna throw this at you because there's a lot of fans, hockey people. They love the game of hockey. They wonder what happened. So here we are on the road. We got in late from Colorado. You've got a team room where the guys grab some breakfast, and then you've got a team meeting room where you've got your own video. Guys sit down, almost like going to class, isn't it? How do you go about what clips to show, how many clips to show, and what would the theme be for this one?
Well, we just showed a couple clips of last night's games, mostly special teams, just to try and correct those and win that area tonight in the game. And today, not so many of the 5-on-5, but we usually show a dozen clips of the game before. Today, we talked about them a little bit more verbally and try and visualize getting better at those areas. And, I think the guys were happy to hear that. They're already beating themselves down. They're thinking about last night. Still, I'm trying to get them to think about tonight. And I think that's an important thing in sports is to learn from yesterday but not live off of it, and whether it's good or bad, because it's not going to help you in the next game. The next shift is always the most important one, so that's what we're focusing on today.
You as a player, pretty intense guy, played over 1,400 games. Were you that way? Would you be able to decompartmentalize that after a game?
I think some parts of my career I was, and some you carry them with you, and it affects you. You don't sleep well, you don't feel well, and I think that it ultimately doesn't let you play your best the next game. So you have to learn how to get that. And I said, sometimes you have to go and find, I mentioned to the guys, you have to latch on to a player in your team that's positive. And if you're feeling down, you got to change your mindset by using someone else's and piggyback that. So I'm hoping that these guys can, get over that. And we actually had a guy, a friend of mine from St. Louis, he played with the St. Louis Rams when they won the Super Bowl, and he was a lineman there for Kurt Warner on his blind side. So Tom Newton came in and spoke to them about over a week ago about this and about how time flies and you got to take your opportunities when you get them now. So I just revisited that today and just mentioned to the guys that Tom checks in with me, and he's a fan of us now and watches how we do, and especially speaking with the guys and telling them how precious that time is in that dressing room atmosphere to make the most of it. So just wanted those guys to revisit that again and keep that theme of the message today and see if that can inspire them tonight to not play a perfect game, because hockey is probably impossible to play perfect. It's just too fast. But to be as close to the execution level at the top of your game as possible tonight against a team that's probably in a similar situation with us, building up.
It's a great point, and the positivity is something that it's hard to teach that. I noticed as the team was going on the plane, the tarmac, it was a long walk last night in Colorado. That might have been the longest to get to the plane that I've ever been at. But I was watching a veteran player like Nick Foligno just put his arm around Connor Bedard and just make sure, is that kind of what you're talking about, making sure that especially the young guys maintain a positive attitude and kind of stay with it a little bit more, not get too down.
Absolutely, and I think it's still a message. Some older guys can, even though you're experienced, you can bring yourself down sometimes, and I think you can't let that happen. You have to have a positive, fun atmosphere in the dressing room, because you don't know what you're going to face outside the dressing room. So let's start off on a positive note and take it from there, whatever we face today.
Well, let's take a look at last night's game and go with that. 37 shots in Denver. Had a lot of good zone time. 11 power play shots. I thought the first couple of power plays really zipped that sucker along. And three of the last five games, you've had 35 or more shots for. So those are areas that I'm sure you were looking at after not getting a lot of shots in games, and that would be a positive for you.
Yeah, we're working on that part of our game. And when we get in there, I think that's not a problem right now in our game. I think it's sometimes in the 10 feet inside our blue line to the 10 feet inside their blue line. I think there's areas where we've turned pucks over and it puts stress on our team. We turn it over for no reason at all, and it puts us on the back pressure. We're maybe outnumbered. It leads to one or two multiple inside chances that our goaltenders have done a good job on, and we just put them under the gun a little too much.
Yeah. You don't want those guys frustrated. They've been working their tails off here in this game. Are we going to see Arvid Soderblom for tonight's game?
Yeah, we're going to give him the start tonight, and I know he's chomping at the bit, and I know he's been playing hard for us, and we got to give him some goal support, but we also give him some proper structure so we're not turning pucks over in certain areas that it's not letting him set properly. He's got to scramble to get into position. Let him play a confident game. He'll stop the ones that he's supposed to stop. And, you know, we'll be better on our special teams to give him some goal support and some support on the penalty kill where he makes the one big save. There's no rebounds.
I'll throw a nugget at you again. First 14 games. I'm full of numbers here today, huh? That's my Ottawa math for you. But the first 14 games, Arvid's goals against was 4.22. His last seven, 3.47. So there's been some improvement there. Is there concern or talk about Arvid preparing for the game to start the game? Peter Mrazek is great right off the hop. He obviously prepares well. Arvid has given up a couple early on. Is that something you talk to him or Jimmy Waite talks to him about in preparation for this one?
No, that's Jimmy's department, but I think we can do a better job of not turning a puck over in the first 10 seconds and giving him a point blanker before he even has a chance to get his sight lines and his heart rate into the game. I think we have to let him have an opportunity to feel his way into that game better.
Well, Coach, thank you very much. I appreciate that. You're ready for this one. I can tell already.
I'm ready.
I'm ready as well. So thank you for doing this, and it's back to back, and then it's the trade deadline day. Hang on a second here. I got you for 1 second. Any anxiety that goes on with the players, and have you had to deal with anything?
Not for me, but you never know. After Lindy Ruff's news yesterday, you gotta wonder. So I think you know what. This is a different year and a situation for us. I think last year we had obviously more pieces that were probably going to be moved out for our rebuild, and we got a lot of good pieces back in picks and some players, and I think this year we're kind of more settled and set, but you never know what comes calling when teams have injuries over the last week and they want to bolster and they need someone off someone else's roster. I think we're pretty much steady and set right now, but you never know.
Okay, perfect. I'm glad I asked that last one. It's an important time. I almost forgot about the trade deadline. Thanks for doing this. Good luck tonight against the Arizona Coyotes.
Thank you.
That does it for another episode of Blackhawks Insider. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. And tune back in every time your Chicago Blackhawks lace up. And thanks to Southside Jake for the tracks on this podcast. You can also find him on Spotify, so be sure to give him a follow.